Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless.
Well, this morning was quite a morning. We can turn to our key scriptures. Who knows what that scripture is over here? Thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 14. But I'd like to pass them up and just share some of the testimonies from this morning of what God did. Because we must give God the glory, amen?
Yeah, listen to this. This is fantastic. We had other people come up that they had 80%. One knee was okay, the other one wasn't. And when they sat down, the other one got better. So they had both knees healed. And another knee, even though it was for joints, was having massive pain, turning in, and they turn back out and no more pain. Shots of pain down hips and all the way down legs, gone, healed. Muscles loosened where they could not touch their toes, now they can touch their shoelaces. Sore backs healed, lower backs healed. People texting me during the day saying, I'm lying down on the park and I've realized I'm lying down in the park. I never used to be able to do that without pain. So healing there, heat in an ankle that was 80% increasing, getting better and better. A sprained ankle healed and a cracked rib, which I said earlier, actually sternum had pressure on their sternum. Pressures lifted and said, I think I'm healed. They couldn't tell if the rib was healed, but they had no more pain. Totally free. I think that, oh, and another one, a deaf ear. Deaf for 20 years, had an operation on the ear, did not work, unblocked, total hearing out of their ear. Awesome, Vincent. Praise God.
Well, praise God, eh? So, let's look at the verse. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we looked at that this morning, didn't we? You know what the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is? Grace means that what he did for us was, it was free. He paid it all. He became our substitute. So when it says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, it means may all that Jesus accomplished and paid for and did at the cross on Calvary, may it be made available to you. It's free. All you have to do is believe it. Amen. All you have to do is believe it. And what it said, may the love of God be with you. And we saw that love is as strong as death. In other words, love is final. Because when Jesus went all the way to the cross, he didn't go halfway. Well, do you say half or half over here? Oh my God, you guys are confused. Half and half. Or half. Okay. Love is as strong as death, and we see it in Jesus. Jesus went all the way. It was not halfway. He gave his life. And we see that our lives as Christians, we are to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. You know, and it means that when we are in love with somebody, when we are in love with him, you become, you know, it's to be prisoners of love. To be prisoners of God is to be prisoners of love. Because when you find God, when you find love, it draws you in, and you are willingly drawn in all the way. You willingly lay your life down. It's not because you're forced. It's not because he's coming along with a big bat and say, I'm gonna like hit you if you don't submit. No, love does it. Amen. And what else does it say? And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we see, you know, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is basically this. He takes all that is in Jesus and makes it available to you. He is the Spirit of truth, and he will lead you into all truth. He is the Spirit of truth, and he'll lead you into all the truth. That's basically the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. When you get around him, he reveals Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? But the problem is, some of us, we never get around him. We never say, show us Jesus. You know, when you open the Bible, the first thing you should do, you should say, Holy Spirit, make these verses, make this word, make it alive to me. Because he will take it from just being words on a page to being life and alive. And you'll find yourself in the Word and the Word in you. And change comes to you. You see, it's a living relationship with God. It's not dead, it's alive. And when you have fellowship with God, when you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, I tell you what, God becomes so real. The Word of God becomes so real. You know, love becomes so real. And you cannot but be healed and restored and find purpose and vision for your life. And the reason why you're alive when you find God in that way. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? You know, say Jesus. And of course, what did we find out this morning? Isaiah. How do you say that word? Isaiah? Isaiah? My God. Isaiah. Who said Isaiah? No, that's more like it. Isaiah 53. What does it say? He bore our... You all cheats. I wanted to see if you knew it. See, these things, you must get them so much in you that you don't need that. You know, it must be part of you. You know, the cross, what Jesus did for us is so important. You know, but I'd like us to go back to the verse of this morning. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. And we saw this morning why. You know, because the names of God reveal who he is. You find out who God is. In other words, you don't just know about him, but you find out who he is. You know somebody when you spend time with them. You know. How many are married yet? Who are not? What's wrong with you? Tell somebody, no condemnation, only a lot of conviction. Oh, no. I thought I knew my wife until I married her. Who can relate? Yeah, it's true, isn't it? It's true, isn't it? Because before you get married, they're perfect all the time when you meet them. When you go on a date, they're always perfect. It's pristine, you know, everything's perfect. And then you get married. Like one guy woke up next to his wife the next morning, he looked over at her and said, "Oh my God, what have I done?" That's a joke. That's a joke. But the truth is, you get to know somebody by spending time with them. And they'll tell you, true love in a marriage actually comes much later. When you've passed through, you've gone through life, years have gone through, good times, bad times, hard times, disappointments, struggles, and yet you still stand together, and you're still in love. You find out something about love, you have to nurture it. It doesn't just happen. And you also find out something else. Love has got really nothing to do with emotion. Emotion is actually just a bonus. You know why many of you are not married? You think love is emotion. I don't know why I'm talking about this now. I told Pastor Anthony I was only going to speak for a short time. No, because when you get to know somebody, they become part of you. You become part of them. Like I know, like I can walk, I can be in another country doing something and I hear my wife's voice. Don't do that. Don't eat that. Chew your food. Swallow. Can anybody relate? You know, No one can give me a hard time like my wife can. But you know what? I tell her, I say, please come along. I need that. I need you to do that for me. Because I love it. I love it when she gives, when she really gets on my case and she just like, and I say to her, and I sometimes look at her, just makes her angry, but that's fine. I just say, you know, I just love you. I love it when you're angry. Because I love it about her. I just like, sometimes I look at her and I she's getting all worked up and she's getting all mad and I'm just like, my God, that's so wonderful. And I start smiling. I start smiling. And then I think to myself, I better not smile. She's going to get really mad there. But you see, I get to know her. She knows me. That's what we're talking about. When we say, you know, the name of God, the name of Jesus, it means you know Him. You know Him. You can't get that outside of that fellowship, out of that relationship. You got to know Him. Amen? Come on. It's not religion. God's not made out of wood that you put out in your backyard and you go give Him a banana every morning and... and some oranges or something. That's not God. Tell the person next to you, that's not God. God. Anyway, let's get back to our verse. And this is the commandment that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Come on. Say that. And I must love my neighbor. Oh my God, no. No, you know why? Because if you know God, who He is will work out, will be flowing and working out of you. And that if He is love, love will flow out of you. And you will love even the difficult ones. Yeah. You know what love is? Love is everything that God is. His presence, His power, His message, the gospel. All those things will flow out of you to someone else. Suddenly life won't be about you. Now that's a shock to some people. Do you know that it's not about you? Say it. It's not about me. Yeah. It's about the person next to you. It's about the person you meet on the street. It's about the person you meet down at the super, the shop. It's the shopping. What do you call it here? Shopping center. At the restaurants. It's about those people. That's that love that it's talking about. Flows out of you. You become the extension of who God is. And it's automatic. It's normal. It's natural. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go now and tell somebody about Jesus. No, it's normal. It's automatic. It's what you are because you have been with God. You know Him. He knows you. And it's changed you and you are now like Him. You love one another as He has given us commandment. Next verse. Now he who keeps His commandments, what are the commandments? To one another and to believe in the name of Jesus. Okay? Son. And he who keeps His commandments abides in Him and He in him. In other words, God, you abide in Him and He in you. So you are one with Him. All right? And by this we know that He abides in us. By the Spirit whom He has given us. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. Come on, isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? He dwells within us. He's with us. He helps us to love. He helps us to walk free. We see God. We have fellowship with Him. And we are changed. We become one with Him. This is Christianity. Tell somebody, this is Christianity. Yeah. And a lot of good things happen along the way. A lot of good things happen along the way. Now there is a scripture in the Bible, because now we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Everybody say the Holy Spirit and power. And I love the fact that Pastor Melinda and Pastor Anthony are talking about explosive. Everybody say explosive. Now there is a word in the Bible, a scripture in the Bible, who can guess what it is? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. How does it go? You, say that's me. You will receive power. That word power there is the word dunamis, which is explosive power. So what it's saying, you, say that's me. I will receive explosive power. Wow. Wow. I will receive explosive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon me. Yeah. So tonight is all about explosive power. It's about the suddenness. You know, I really came tonight with absolutely no agenda. I kind of said, Lord, you have it. I'm actually not even going to plan. And so as I got here, things started to unfold. I said, all right, the only thing I felt was, let's get in the river. Let's get in there. So, you know, it says in Acts chapter 2, because we got to do the explosive power, that it says suddenly, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly. Everybody say suddenly. Suddenly. Isn't explosive suddenly? Yeah. I mean, you don't see an explosion and it goes, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's exploding. Tell somebody, it's exploding, it's exploding. No, that's why the word suddenly is in there. You know, suddenly. Everyone say suddenly. Explosive. Suddenly. Yeah. So some of you are going to experience the explosive power of the Holy Ghost in your life tonight. Why? Because you need it. Some of you are just way too serious. Some of you need an explosive, dunamis joy. Some of you need explosive, dunamis peace. Some of you need explosive, dunamis healing. Really, you know what we want? We want Jesus to explode on the scene here. Some of you need the new wine. Tell somebody, some of you need the new wine. Because you're too much in control of your life. You need to learn how it is to be out of control. You know, I go to Germany a lot. Germans are very controlled. Are there any Germans here? Das ist gut. Das ist gut. Noch mehr von der Heilige Geist, okay. So we'll speak German to you. And the Germans are very controlled. They're like, you know, if they tell you, I'm going to meet you at 10 o'clock, you don't arrive 9:59 or 10:01. You make sure you're there at 10. Because they won't even be in sight. It's like you're standing there, where are they? Where? And suddenly, 10, they're there. And you think like, oh my God, you know. That's seriously a German, man. I don't know how they do it. It drives me. They say Germany is like a Swiss watch. I don't know how that works. It's perfect. It's always on time, you know. But they are so serious. No emotion, man. At least you guys smile. That's why I said, God, if you can move in Germany, you can move anywhere. You can move in Sydney, Australia. You get there and you preach. My God, you think... You actually want to go up to them like secretly and to see if they're alive, because they just look at you like a German has a look that if you have a problem with your self-image, you are sunk. especially as a preacher. So I've just learned to ignore that. I actually don't care. The more serious they are, I actually don't care. In fact, I just ignore them. I've learned that, you know. I just ignore them. It's like the devil. If he shows up, I want you to be afraid. So the Germans, they're so serious, but I tell you what, when the Holy Ghost comes, they party animals. I watched it. I tried jumping, spitting, everything. They don't move, they don't smile, they do nothing. They just... And then I say, okay, let's pray. Oh, yeah, okay. If we have to. I said, no, yes, please, we do have to pray. We're in a church. Yeah, okay. You know, I just preached it in the Word. God is going to touch you. You think you're a tough crowd? Do you believe it? No. I actually had some look at me and say, no. I learned a lot there. I mean, seriously, like you preach your heart out. You say, do you believe God is going to touch you? No. This is Germany. Oh, so praise God, we only have one German. But I tell him, okay, let's pray. Okay, they stand up and they're stoic, as solid like a brick. They just there. And then I say, okay. And the problem with the Germans, you cannot be too hypified. Okay, because then they like just switch off. So you got to be almost like them. It's hard. It's later on you can get a little excited and wave your hands and jump and run and whatever. But you first got to get them drunk to do that. You know, and then you tell them stand up and they're all standing up. I mean, raise your hands. That's what they do, man. It's not like you guys. Raise your hands. Just raise your hands. I'm telling you, it's really. And then I say, oh Lord, because I can't shout now. You can't be hypified. And I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, come now. Because I have to like, come now and touch them. Like on the day of Pentecost, in Jesus' name. And then it's quiet. I mean, you can, I don't know why I'm telling you this now. It's quiet. You can hear a pin drop. And the tension builds in the room. But I always say that's this quiet before the storm, you know. Because you know what I'm waiting for? The suddenly. And God is always good with the suddenly. So in that quietness, in that tension, in that unbelief, in that, you can hear it in the silence. I'm going to punch that preacher out. You can hear it. You can hear it. Because they are a critical society. You know, if there's something that can be criticized, they're going to find it, they're going to sniff it out, and they're going to criticize it. And then they're standing there, and then they're silent, and then suddenly, for some reason, it's always in the right-hand back corner. There's a crash. You just like, it's loud. You just, bam, and they're screaming, and there's crying, and there's laughing, and they're all like, boom, they spin around, and they look, and like a third of the people are falling over each other, hanging over the chairs, laying on the floor, totally drunk, because they can't get up, and they're totally out of control, and the difference between them and them is like day and night. And then you watch the ones that are all like, and then they swing around and they look you at you and you see in their eyes, they're going, oh, God. God is here. God is here. And you can see, then they get panicky. God is here. God. I love the Germans. (Laughter) And then you watch them one by one, God starts to touch them, and before you know it, they look just like you. This morning and last night, they're running around, they're jumping, they're shouting, they get wild, you get a German drunk, you've got a good meeting. Because they are the inventors of the Oktoberfest. That's why I always say, in the side of every German is a very serious person and a party animal. But I tell you what,
Drunk in the spirit.
Everyone say he's talking about drunk in the spirit. We're not gonna hand out martinis now, you know. That's what we talk about, the new wine of the Holy Spirit. So I've seen the power of the Holy Spirit on a people that are the total opposite. So it's got nothing to do with your personality. It's not got anything to do if you're shy or if you're outgoing. When God touches you, who knows what you might do? Did I ever tell you about the time I ran around a building? Did I tell you about that? That's not my personality. I'm kind of laid back, you know. If I really am. I'm very laid back. But I tell you what, I remember that day. I still remember it like yesterday because I knew that was not me. When the power of the Holy Ghost came on me, Nick, and I started to run, my brain flipped out. I said, Vincent, what are you doing? But I couldn't help it. There was a power on me. It was supernatural. I had to go, man. And I was going to... And it was a theater with about more or less 2,000 people in it. And I was going for it. Because really what was happening, I was preaching. And my friend, whose name was Gregoria McNutt. Everybody say Gregoria McNutt. He was my interpreter. While I'm preaching, I lose Gregoria because I'm not getting interpretation anymore. I'm thinking, where's Gregoria? And he's dancing up the aisle. He's like, Jesus. And he's like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm like, Gregoria, come back. It took about 10 minutes to get him back to the front. And he starts to interpret again. I mean, he's just lost in the Holy Spirit. So we're preaching. I'm not even sure if he's interpreting, if he was even saying what I was saying. I don't know, but it all sounded good. Next thing I know, I'm standing up preaching, and I'm standing there one moment, and next moment, I'm not there. When I come around, I'm halfway around the building. I'm telling you, that happened to me in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Who knows what might happen here tonight. See, the suddenlies of the Holy Ghost. Like in Germany, where we had the mayor visiting the meeting. He wasn't saved. He was a Catholic. Somebody tell somebody he was a Catholic. He came to give us the key to the city because of our conference, you see. And he's sitting there, everyone's nervous. Oh, the Bürgermeister. Everyone say Bürgermeister. The sounds like a sausage. Yeah, he was standing there, and he's like, you know, the dress because he's German and he's got position and he's got authority. So that makes a double problem German. And he is there, and so we decide we're going to put somebody just like him next to him. We put this business person next to him. This guy comes in, 3-piece suit, gold. In his tie. I mean, perfect for the mayor, you know. Shoes shining, everything's just perfect. We think this will impress the mayor. And he's next to the mayor. So I get up there, I open the meeting, and I pray. Do you want to know what happened? Suddenly happened. Tell somebody, suddenly happened. That perfect businessman. That, I mean... He's never been touched by the Holy Ghost, probably. We've never seen it, never in his life. We even contemplated once whether he's even saved. We didn't know why he comes to church. But he was perfect for the mayor. Next thing, he's a perfect man. Next thing, the power of God hits him. He flies over the front row, lands almost in the third row. Where he hits, it's like an explosion. Bodies fly, chairs fly, everything flies. It's just chaos, sudden chaos. Tell somebody, sudden chaos. The mayor just about has a heart attack, man. He's like, my God, where'd that guy go? People are screaming. He gathers his stuff out. He gathers his things out and he starts to walk out of the church. See, we've lost the mayor. So my friend runs off to him and says, Mayor, are you okay? Are you okay? He looks at him and says, my God. That means my God. I have to go home and think about what I believe. I've never seen anything like this before in my whole life. But you know something? 3 months later, he was dead. Yeah? So we thought, Jesus, why? Holy Spirit, why? You could have done something so beautiful. Healed somebody so wonderfully that tears would roll down everybody's eyes. And they would say, isn't God lovely? And the mayor would have been impressed. But instead, you take that businessman, throw him across 2-3 rows of chairs. But you see, the truth is, he needed that suddenly. Because he had to go. God knew he only had 3 months. Come on. Don't you think that Sydney needs the suddenlies? What about tonight? What about tonight? Tell somebody, what about tonight? So quickly lock the doors. Your window to exit is over. You are here and it's too bad. Hallelujah. Well, shall we pray? Because I really actually wasted a lot of time now. Shall we pray? Do you want it? Then you got to press in. Because we know we've taught and done all kinds of stuff, but now it's time to let's encounter God. Let's encounter the Holy Spirit. Let's encounter Him.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can find it too. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.